Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Not only the pettiness to do it at all, but then to do it now and rob us of the woo. Man.
The pettiness goes wrong.
He gave up 44 in Seattle, so I could understand why he's a little upset about it.
Woo! I mean, come on. Come on, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man. Just because the Falcons weren't ready to play yesterday doesn't mean we have to do the same
thing.
Come
on, man. We
got a script. Anyway, final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. You know what the big story of the day is. It's what we've been talking about all day, talking through it together. Thanks for the phone calls. We'll get the phone lines open again at 1:40. Talk about yesterday's Falcons loss with you. In 20 minutes, I don't know, maybe we can spend a couple minutes on college football. Okay. It was a pretty fun college football Saturday. Those were some pretty good games. And obviously the coming up Saturday is going to be incredible. But we'll get back into 30-0 in a minute.
The Falcons have outgained their opponents by 334 yards, third most in the NFL.
Wow.
And they're 1-2.
That's crazy.
So they're moving the ball.
They're moving it.
They're moving it. They're just not being effective when they move it.
Kind of a credit to the defense, too,
yeah,
right? Like, the defense is holding the opponent.
I don't think they didn't play perfect by any stretch of the imaginary. But it's hard to say you had a winning performance you get when you lose 30 points. So well, 23 because of the pick six,
yeah,
and fumbles and all those different things. But
right, they gave up 23, and they were put in pretty bad field position by the special teams and by the offense a number of times.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, look, it's everybody wins, everybody loses. We get it, but you're assigning a lot more of the blame to the offense yesterday than you are to the defense.
Yes.
And special teams, too. Special teams was awful.
They were awful yesterday. Again. They were awful again. So, you mean, you have an issue with your kicking game, and I'm talking about all the kicking game because the coverage teams were awful, the return teams were awful, and the damn field goal team was definitely awful.
Yeah, at least week one when they were awful, he went 2 for 3.
Yeah.
Now, he missed the most important one that would have sent it to overtime.
Yes, he did.
But this guy yesterday was 0 for 2 in the first quarter.
The first damn quarter.
All right, so back to square one on that one.
Yeah, so
also, they made the decision. They didn't have to make it yet. I get why they did it, but they didn't have to make the decision yet to move on from
Koo. No, they did not.
They could have kept Koo around just in case.
But I think I understand why they probably did.
I do, too. Yeah, I get it. I'm not second-guessing that part of it. All I'm saying is, they have a real issue there.
Yeah.
Like, they've had an issue, and they continue to have an issue there.
Yeah. And so, you know, you have to figure whatever that is. I mean, are you going to make another kicking change? I mean, that's going to be – I mean, you might have to.
You might have to.
You might have to. Even, you know, we're talking about the end of the half play and everything like that. If they had gotten field goal range, you should have made it.
No, of course not.
You know, so they got some issues, man. Offensively, we'll talk as much as – I mean, again, I know that they had the communication problem with the helmet and everything. That is a issue. It is. But at the same time, Zach's got to call a better damn game. Michael's got to play so much better. Michael's been not really that good.
Yeah.
This is what it is.
He's also gone the wrong direction. Like, week one was his best performance. Week two was not as good. And yesterday was
awful.
The worst I've ever seen him play.
Yesterday was awful.
Yeah.
And he's got to get that fixed because there's plays out there. He's leading plays. He's not being decisive. And it gets to a point where you get scared to pull the trigger because you don't want to mess up. He trusts his arm too much. They're not going to give him what he wants and what this team sometimes chases, that big play.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, snap, ball, safeties are back. finding somewhere to go ball. Find somewhere. Receivers, get the hell open. I mean, they got all these. There's so much that goes into it. I know we're piling on because Michael is a quarterback, and he did play like ass. But Darnell Mooney, still rusty.
Yeah. Tough game for Mooney
still
yesterday.
Rusty. All right. There were some of those catches that if he was not health, if he was healthier, he would have made it, especially a couple of those on the sideline.
Yep.
Mooney
they're hard catches.
They're hard catches
that last year he made.
But he made them. Yep. Exactly. He would have made those plays. You got to get Kyle involved more. Kyle is playing so well, and you're not asking him to do a lot to play well. He's running little hook routes, little option route. You give him the ball, and then he's running after the catch, making guys miss. He's been open on seam routes. Mm-hmm. Throw it to him.
There was a touchdown.
Yep, throw it to him. Throw it to him.
Yep.
But the fact that Bijan Robinson had 13 damn carries.
Yeah.
Andy, they were not out of the game for Bijan to have 13 damn carries.
No, totally. Absolutely. I know that the final score is what it is, so you look at it and say, well, we had to throw to get back in it.
No,
it was 10-0 at halftime.
Yes.
Like, and obviously that pick six makes it 17-0. Even then, like, there was so much time left in the game, and the run game was working. Like, the run game had been effective up to that point, so get back to that, man. Get back to basics and give it to the guy who everybody spent all week last week telling us was the best player in the NFL.
The best player.
I think he's the best player in the NFL. You know what we should do is give it to him 13 times.
13 times. Better show him.
Yeah. They won't be expecting that.
They won't be expecting that.
Maybe that was their big plan. Let's talk up how great Bijan was all week and then use him as a decoy. They won't see that one coming. Yeah. It'll be a genius tactic. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
And a touch of the knee from Andy Dalton, and that'll do it.
Really,
the final in Charlotte. The Carolina Panthers 30, and the Atlanta Falcons nothing.
I tell you, I didn't expect that.
No,
didn't expect that one yesterday.
Not surprised they lost, Andy. Just surprised how.
I'm never surprised when the Falcons lose.
That's a great point.
I'm surprised how they lost.
Yes.
And again, like we said so many times, we should patent some of these phrases. Just when you think they've found all the ways to lose, they come up with a new one.
Yeah.
And yesterday was a new one. I've never seen them do that before.
It was an embarrassing performance from a team that did not look prepared to play.
Yeah.
They did not.
That's troubling.
And that's very troubling.
They
did not look like they were prepared to play.
Have you ever been on a team that looked like and felt like they weren't prepared to play on a Sunday?
Yeah.
Why? Like, what tends to be the reason?
The reason is because it's, to me, and this is what I'll always say, it's one of those things where you can feel it early, where it's like, okay, what we practice all week ain't working. But we know we don't have an ability to adjust. It happened a lot in St. Louis.
Yeah.
It happened a lot in St. Louis. But it's like one of those things where if you got a guy, it don't damn matter. You know what I mean? If you got a guy, it don't damn matter. And right now, the guy that they have, they didn't give him the damn ball enough. And the guy that they need to be that guy ain't play well. And so,
who's the second guy?
Michael
Penix.
Not playing well. Yeah. But they're not playing well around him. Like Drake London, you got to get open. Mm-hmm. All right, I know you're going against one of the top corners in ball, but he wasn't on you all the time. You know, we already talked about Mooney. The offensive line was fine yesterday, I thought. I thought they were fine yesterday.
For the most part,
I don't think Michael threw anything out of pressure.
No, he didn't.
I didn't
even get sacked.
I think Michael threw the picks and everything out of indecisiveness. Mm-hmm. He even talked about stuff that he hadn't seen. This is a six damn start.
You can't come back to your fourth read without time.
Yeah.
You have to have time.
You
got
to have time
to
keep up your progression, but it's like you're not trusting your first or second, you know. So it's all, I'm going to put it on the offense as a whole. They look like trash. They smell like trash can juice.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
That is what they smell like.
That's what they smell like.
That terrible liquid on the bottom of the dumpster.
Yes, that's what they smell like. Mm-hmm. And that's what they played like yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, and so they got to get back to the drawing board. They're going against a team, Washington.
Who knows? They played pretty good yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, they did play the Raiders.
They did play the Raiders.
They did play the Raiders.
Yeah, but you know who the Falcons played? The Panthers.
The Panthers.
Who are also not good.
Yes, they're not. But you got them. I mean, you got them here at home. I mean, you turn the page, as always, the next day. Turn the page on the, you know, Tuesday day off or whatever, and you get ready for Washington. But today is all about the reaction of a bad damn performance. Yep. A bad performance overall by a team that it's like when they have bad performances, it's like this. I mean, that was just, I mean – we've been in a part of some bad losses. Mm-hmm. That was just troubling bad.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's just, it's so weird to see a team this early in the season, and especially after playing relatively well across the board in week two, where they cleaned up a lot of the stuff that we talked about from week one. They made a lot of improvements and adjustments from week one to week two, to just backslide like that completely from week two to week three and have it be just all-encompassing. Yes. Have it be the quarterback looks like this and the play calling looks like this and the organization is just completely like out of whack. Again, I know I keep coming back to it, but it blows my mind that 2 weeks in a row you could call a timeout to avoid a delay of game, come out of the timeout and still get a delay of game. Like, yeah. Come out of a game where you had issues getting the play in because of noise or whatever the reason, and then again have issues getting the play in the next week. Like, yeah. You have to have a fix for that.
Yeah.
You have to come up with a
and
plan.
And the thing about it is, that you talk about the communication and all that, but like, it's just so bad because to me, the adjustments aren't being made offensively to help your young quarterback. And it's like, sometimes it's not even the adjustment, sometimes it's just plain common sense. Number seven is our best player. We need to figure out ways to get him the ball. How about we do this?
Yeah.
Turn it around and hand it to him. Yeah. But they got to get something. I know that you want to get Michael in a rhythm early and everything like that. Get him in a rhythm early by giving him easy plays to complete.
Yeah.
Give him something easy.
I would just have to think, like, it would also feel good and in rhythm to be getting first downs no matter how you're getting.
Yes.
If Bijan's picking up, that's what they did at the beginning of the game against Minnesota. Yeah. He went off for a couple big runs. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, they stalled out in the red zone. But, like, the offense is rolling. You're running that way, you know? It's first down again.
Yep.
You know, it's got to be the best feeling on first down to get a first down.
Yes.
You know? And I know picking up third downs and all that, third and short, you want to be able to keep the chains moving. But to just keep rolling first down, first down, first down, first down, that's when the offense is really clicking. And, obviously, we haven't seen that. Here's a stat that's not great. Given what we, you know, expect from Penix, and we know he can do it, to be 1 of 17 through 3 weeks on throws over 15 yards mm-hmm. is crazy.
That's not good.
It's crazy because that's supposed to be his superpower.
Yes.
Is the deep ball.
Yes.
1 of 17 on throws over 15
yep.
yards.
And that's what I'm saying.
With
like,
an interception.
That's what I'm saying. Like, where are those passes going? Where are the plays going? Where are the receivers' routes? Where, you know what I mean? Like, why is the reason? Because that makes no sense. So I'm going back and I'm racking my damn brains. Like, it's a throw behind here.
Yeah.
It's a throw behind there. You know, because they're guys open. I mean, wrong. I don't want to make it seem like they're just not getting open.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not executing.
And, you know, a couple of them were in that week one where Casey Washington gets the ball separated from him near the goal line. Kadarius Hodge didn't get his head around. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not all on one guy, but it also is because he's the quarterback.
He's the damn quarterback.
So, you know, we don't. That's the thing about quarterback is there is context, and certainly you have to look at it and think about how you can improve it. But at the end of the day, the guy supposed to be leading your team played like that yesterday. You're mm-hmm. not going to win.
You're not going to win any games.
Any games.
You're not going to win any games.
You might not lose 30-0, but you're not going to win any games if he plays like that. All right, we'll come back. Phone lines will be open in about half an hour, 404-726-0929. What's that?
Oh, I forgot this. The Dukes of Bell will be at Loyal Tavern and Rise.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Well, they get the stage set for Thursday night football, looking at the big college football weekend, plus professional games at Dukes and Bell, 2-6 at Loyal Tavern in Roswell.
On Thursday.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
All right.
We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit of what happened on Saturday in college. It was a couple pretty big statement wins. And obviously, we'll keep talking about what happened with the Falcons and the Panthers yesterday as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.